Overview of Module 5, Building Your Own Coaching Toolbox. Well, you're going to get excited about this module because we're going to demonstrate for you 4 different coaching tools, teach you how to use them. The reason it's going to be exciting is because once you get it down, you're immediately going to be thinking about, okay, who can I share this with? So we're going to start with the finishing well diagram. This is probably my signature tool. Every time I do a workshop or I'm somewhere with a group of coaches, they want me to go over the finishing well diagram, something I created years ago when I first got started in coaching. What brings me great joy now is I know at least 25 different coaches have told me they're using the finishing well diagram in their coaching practice, and it's one of their favorite tools. It's not the best tool, but it's one of their favorites. So that makes me feel really good. So I'm going to walk you through for each tool, the name of the tool, how to use it, when to use it, and why to use it. And then I'll actually teach you how to create the tool itself. What you're going to find with these tools is they're very simple. I've seen some coaches create some tools and they're so difficult. My concern would be they're going to lose the client. That's not going to be true with my tools. They're very simple to use. If you have pen and paper, you can make the tool happen. So we're going to start with the finishing well diagram. And your next step exercises, we're going to ask you to practice it at least 10 times, 5 times by yourself, and then 5 times with someone else. And it usually takes in the neighborhood of 3 to 5 minutes to draw. Lesson number 2, we're going to teach you how to use the red, yellow, green exercise that I borrowed from a fellow coach. And it's so helpful to work with clients to get them to identify the activities that bring them most life, and then the activities that are draining life from them. And then you can go to work, once you have that list, on helping them arrange their lifestyle, arrange their calendar around life-giving activities. The third tool we're going to share with you is the timeline exercise. By far one of the most emotion-evoking tool that I've used with clients. Basically, we're going to show you how to walk back through someone's story, not their entire story, but the highlights of their life journey so far, and identify the major markers that have impacted them. And then ultimately, we want to see if we can identify major life lessons that come out of their story. And so next step exercise is you're going to work through the timeline exercise yourself, and then we're going to ask you to think of a person that you can take that through. Lesson number 4 is the critical focus list tool. This is a tool I use for people that are really wanting to be intentional with their lives. And we go through all the things that are important to them. And then we identify, and I usually do it in a time period of over the next 6 months or by the end of fourth quarter, by the end of this year, what are the activities or what are the people that you have got to focus on and why? And we teach you how to walk people through that. Another part of getting someone ready for a critical focus list is we have them take a self-survey. So part of your next step exercise for lesson 4 is that you take the survey and then you use the results from your survey on yourself to create your critical focus list. And then finally in lesson 5, I just want to give you some practical tips on how to build your own coaching toolbox. You're going to need more than 4 tools. These 4 tools are excellent. I've used them from day 1. But you're going to need more tools. So I'm going to give you some ideas on where to shop, where to identify, and then I want to talk about how to organize your tools so that they're easy to use. So when you get all that done, then you get to take your open book test. And looks like we have 13 questions for you, all about tools. I'm going to ask you some specifics about each tool, the main principle behind the tool, and when and why you should use it. And what we're listening for there is that you understand the key principle behind the tool. Your confidence is going to come in using the tools later when you start getting your reps in. So I promise you, after you do the finishing well diagram, let's say 5 times, you're going to be very confident. But we want to make sure before you get out there and start drawing that particular tool, you know when, why, and the core concepts behind it. So there you have it. Module 5, Building Your Coaching Toolbox.